From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, this is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. There's been no blinking yet in the stare down between the provincial government and the union for 55,000 education workers. Now, Education Minister Stephen Lecce is demanding that CUPE remove its threat to go on strike on Friday. The union says it's committed to negotiating, but without a deal, its workers will walk out that day. On a related note, 18 NDP MPPs were kicked out of the legislature today for pounding their desks and calling Lecce and the Premier liars. It came during debate of the government bill to force a contract on the union. A cornerstone to economic development in Timmins, with industries either moving in or thinking of it, is adequate housing. Mayor Kristen Murray acknowledges that importance and how badly the city needs more housing. So she likes recent provincial legislation intended to remove some barriers.
I've had conversations with individuals over the past short time and really hearing about how they've moved to Timmins and they know others who would want to move here as well. So really, we need to be turning our mind. And, you know, this next council will certainly have to be very strategic and innovative with really putting that as our priority and accomplishing that goal.
Murray returns to her position as Ward 5 councillor on November 15th, when Michelle Boileau is sworn in as mayor. It's not here yet, but you know that snow will be here very soon. That's why a ban on parking overnight in Timmins streets takes effect every year, November 1st. City Clerk Steph Palmateer says once there is snow, vehicles will be ticketed. They prevent public works crews from properly cleaning the streets, and that affects everyone.
With vehicles and snowbanks in the road, it makes it hard for pedestrians, it makes it hard for other motorists, it just makes it hard for everybody involved.
The fine is $75, but only $50 if you pay it in 5 days. And there are a lot of jobs to be had across the country, but finding workers is tough. Job posting site Indeed has released its holiday hiring trends report. It shows that postings are up 28% from last year and 40% higher than 2019. But here's the holiday hard candy. Even though the number of people looking for seasonal work is up 25% from last year, it's still well below pre-pandemic levels. The report's author suggests that it's going to make it difficult for employers to fill empty positions amid a tight labor market. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.